Appreciate the privilege. The Lord has blessed us with today. Be able to be back at Mountain View one more time. It's a blessing, and I thank the Lord for it. Just to be able to meet with Him again. And a lot of good meetings here down through the years, and seen the Lord do a lot of good things. Seen Him save and do things that I guess a lot of people probably hadn't seen. And He's been good to us, and I'm thankful for it. Good experiences with the Lord, and I appreciate His mercy today. I need your prayers, y'all know that. I'm not able to do anything within ourselves, and you would think, you preach for a number of years, I thought, maybe you wouldn't think, but I thought early on that the older I get, the easier it would get, the less nervous I'd be. And I stood here a lot of times and happened in revival here and serving here, pastoring here. Sit here a lot of times, but I was probably about as nervous this morning coming up the road as I've ever been, I guess. I still am. I'm probably a little more calmer now than what I was when I come in, but it's just, it don't get a whole lot easier, I'll say that. I guess you learn how to trust the Lord, maybe a little better or a little more. But as far as it being easier, it don't get a whole lot easier. I guess I'm glad of that, really, because if it did get easier, we might get lax and it might not mean as much to us. But if we ever have needed the preached gospel, we need it today. All across our land, we really need the preached gospel. I don't know, a lot of y'all are around the same age I am, maybe a few years younger, a few years older. And I guess you could say the same thing, that you look at things differently now than what you ever have before. I used to overlook a lot of things, and now they make me stop and think. And when I look at what some of these children up here today are facing, the world that they're facing, and the path the path that it's on, knowing that they it's growing worse, it makes me fearful for them and what they will have to endure in their lives. I'm closer to the end of mine than I am the start of it now. And a lot of things I won't have to worry about, but they will. They'll have to be confronted with, Brother Jeff, and I fear for them. Even more so, the need that they need to hear the gospel preached. Because it's up to us to try to prepare them for what lies ahead. They're in our care right now. They're in your care, these younger ones are. And I was just sitting there thinking when they were singing, some of their mamas and daddies, when I first helped Brother Randy here in revival, was not a whole lot older than what they are. And maybe just a few years. And now they've got children of their own. And these children are going to need the Lord. We need, you may not be willing to admit it, but I'll go ahead and say it. I really need the Lord this morning. I needed him when I got up. I thought years ago when I was younger that the more I lived and the older I got and the wiser I got, the more I would know what to do. I guess in some circumstances that might be true, but in more than not, I feel like I am more ignorant today about what I need to do than what I've ever been. And the world seems to be, and y'all may not feel like this, but the world seems to be passing me by. It seems that way. I'm talking about on the natural side, just on this fleshly side, this carnal side. It seems to be passing us by, and I don't quickly comprehend a lot of things that I used to that's going on now. And we need the Lord. For some reason, it seems like that we've lived over into a generation, even around the church house, where if we plan well enough,
bless him, Lord,
we can work everything out.
Bless him, Lord.
But it's just simply not true. We need the Lord.
Amen.
We're not able within ourselves,
bless him, Lord,
to plan things out. I'll read in a minute, but I want to say this. I've run across a few things in my life that where if the Lord didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't, Robert. I prayed and I devised and I thought and I planned and I read and I studied and I prepared and I did everything that I could do. But unless God come on the scene, it just wasn't going to get done.
Amen.
We need the Lord today.
Amen.
Every one of us do. And I need him this morning, and I want you to pray for me. I feel good in my heart. Sister Shirley, when she said what she said, it made me, I don't know about y'all, but it made me feel good. It kind of got me in more of a place to go to meeting, I guess.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what she done. We ought to all just follow what the Lord lays on our heart to do. And I believe that he would bless us if we do that. I want to try to read some to you. I don't know what we might be able to say. I told Brother Randy the other day, if he were to feel like going on, go on. Because it certainly wouldn't bother me. I would... not going to read the whole chapter to you, but if I read what I think I'm going to read, I might read a good bit. I can't really find a stopping place in it without reading the rest of the chapter, and we might and we might not. But you just pray for us for a minute. We'll do the best that we can to try to say what the Lord lays on her heart to say and do. I don't know anything. I'll go ahead and tell you. I hadn't figured anything out. And all I know is him crucified, a risen Savior. That's all I know. Since 1991, I've been trying to preach, and it's still all I know today. I'm no more educated or anything like that in preparation to preach and what it was to begin with. Just trusting the Lord. You'll find this in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. This is what's closest to our heart this morning. And we almost came this way a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks back, and ended up, when it came time to go, we went another direction. But really, had thought about coming this way. And Lord knows what we all need, and He knows the time that we needed, and so we just trust in Him. I feel good about being here this morning, I'll say that. I feel like it's probably right. And regardless of what anybody might say, I feel like it is probably right. I want to start reading to you, if you'll bear with us for a minute, and listen with the 23rd verse, and we'll read the rest of the way. The Bible said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And that's reading the remainder of the chapter. I appreciate you bearing with us to read that. And y'all know that I don't have any idea what we might say from it. We'll just trust the Lord the best we can, and that He'd give us what we all stand in need of. This scripture, and I know I started in the beginning or in the middle, not in the beginning of the chapter, and I love the book of Hebrews. I could have started, I guess, at the first, but I feel like that in the verse that I read to you or shortly before it, it almost seems like that the theme or the direction of the chapter changed directions about midway through it. And what's closest to my heart is in the last part of this chapter. When I went and I read it this week, I don't know, long about Thursday, I guess, it seemed like that the Lord, and people may not believe in these sort of things anymore, but I appreciate what Sister Charlene said. It seemed like the Lord talked to me.
Yeah.
And I really felt like that He gave me some direction. And I don't know anybody's heart today. I don't know what your circumstances are. I hadn't been around you in a while. You hadn't been around me, and we don't know what everybody's going through or what kind of circumstances that you might be facing or what kind of trouble might be on your heart or what you might need. But I know that the Lord does. And I believe, and you might not believe this, but I believe the Lord can go down the road and He can talk to somebody and give them something that they need to share with somebody else. And if I didn't, I don't even know if I'd be here or not, but I certainly wouldn't have read to you what I've read in your hearing this morning. I believe that the Lord wanted me to read what I've read in your hearing. And the Lord, I feel like, spoke to me. And I'm not a prophet, and I'm a preacher. Try to be one. And I'm not going to tell you that I've seen the heavens roll back or I've seen any great message or anything like that. I'm just telling you that this is what the Lord wanted me to read. And I believe that the Lord gave me whatever you want to call it, a starting place or a thought or a direction to start out in, but I don't know what the message is really. I just know what the Lord spoke to me about. As I was going down to water some cows this week, and I got to thinking about coming this way, and I really felt like that the Lord began to talk to me. And it for me, it had been a whole lot better if I could have stood and preached right then, because it all was coming then, and it might be harder for me to reach now than what it was then. But it was just one thought right after another, and one scripture right after another, and I sort of forgot everything that was around me and got all caught up in it and in my thoughts. And it seemed like, and I don't know if y'all have ever been this way before, but it seemed like I just had that clear line between me and Him. And He was talking, and I was listening, and I was hearing everything I needed to hear, and it just such a sweet feeling that comes with that. And it don't happen all the time. It don't even happen sometimes when I'm down praying.
Amen.
It don't come that way, but it did the other day. And I thank the Lord for, and I'm grateful that the Lord took time to talk and to speak to me. And I really believe in my heart that God laid it on my heart to encourage you this morning. That's what I really feel like the Lord. I've been accused of being hard, and I've even had folks say in a roundabout way that they didn't care much about hearing what I had to say because it was all time seemed like hard. But I can't help what God gives me. I don't choose it, Brother Jeff. I don't sit down and take the word and pick through it and try to find something in it. But I feel like the Lord laid it on my heart this morning to encourage you. And I'm being as honest as I know how to be this morning. The more I read this scripture, the more sure that I was about it, that I felt like that's what the Lord wanted me to do. In fact, I guess that I really could have read to you the first verse that I read and left off the rest of it, and I'd have been all right. But if you remember what I read, the scripture here said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." And I believe that. I really do. And I believe it so much that I would be willing this morning to go out on a limb, I guess you could. I don't see it as being that, but some people might call it that. But I'd be willing to go out on a limb this morning and tell you just what the Lord laid on my heart, that God is going to do what He said He would do. That's what's been on my heart for the last several days. I feel confident in that. The Bible said to cast not our confidence away. I feel confident in saying that this morning, that the Lord is going to do what He said He would do. That's what's closest to my heart. And I'll tell you, I believe with all my heart, we have lived into a day today to where church folks, God's children, those that are saved and mourned again, we have backed ourselves, it feels like, into a place to where it just seems like our confidence is somewhat hampered, is somewhat suppressed. Today that God is actually going to do what He said that He would do. But I won't tell you, I believe that this morning. I honestly do. I'll tell you the truth, I have had, and I thought about this week. I thought carefully about it. I cannot say that there has been a lot of times in my life where the Lord has made me this long list of promises directly to mean that He was going to accomplish in my life. I cannot. Now I've got the Bible and I've got all the promises He made in there, and I'm not talking about them, but I'm talking about coming directly to Robbie and making me a long list of promises that I could count on and that He was going to do in my life. But the few that He has this morning, it's only been a few, but the few that He has, I can honestly say that the Lord did exactly and is doing exactly what He said He
day. He certainly is. And I want you to take confidence this morning. That the Lord will. I read it. I almost I would have read this to you this morning. And it not only because the time of year that we're in, but the only member when Mary Elizabeth on our converse about the Lord being born and her being with child, with John. Yeah. In that conversation, the Bible says she told her, "Fear, there shall be a performance of these things that we have heard from the Lord." And it certainly came to pass. We all know that. I believe I can tell you with full assurance that God is going to do what He said He would do. Only a few times the Lord has ever, and I can only remember one or two. The Lord don't work like He used to. But I'm going to preach it. I believe he's going to do what he said he'll do today. I do. In the meantime, while we're waiting on the Lord to do what he said he'll do, in the meantime, I'm going to encourage you this morning. That's what I'm here for. Today, Brother Andy, I don't feel like I'm in a strange place. I know y'all well enough, and you know me. There are no formalities for us to get through.
Yeah.
Sodom. And when Abraham brought them in there, he fixed them a meal, him and Sarah did. And God said, shall I and I'll spare the city. Abraham said, Lord, what about 50 saved five? He said, for 49, I'll spare the city. This may take me a little while. But I'm willing, if you are, if you'll help me. But I've got enough spirit. about impossible odds. With some of the things we're going through. And that's only impossible with you. When the Lord said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven.
God's going to do what he said. But he's going to do it.
Amen.
You can rest assured he's going to do it. I stood by. This comes to my heart this week. We're going to sing. Y'all come to the songs through everything. So, I thought about this week. There's been only a few times, but there's been a few times. And I don't know if y'all have ever been here before. I'm not getting so personal as to call names or anything like that. But down through the years, especially in the last few years, there's been a time or two. It breaks my heart. It broke my heart then. It breaks my heart even to think about today. Brother Edwin, I have had to stand aside. I knew in my heart what was right. And I knew, I knew in my heart what would fix it all. Because I've had some experiences with the Lord.
Yeah.
But I had to stand by. If y'all won't believe it, it's not mine, that's you. But I believe it. I had to stand by. Despite the fact that I would have given most anything I had to reverse the judgment of God, I had no power to do so. And so I stood there and I watched the judgment of God play out. Me knowing all the time that it could have been different. Me knowing all the time the path in life that they took could have had another outcome.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a stranger. I'm talking about somebody that you love. I knew was coming this way, but the Lord spoke. I know in my heart that somebody needs to hear that. God is going to do this place.
In the world. Well, what are we going to do about it? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. The Bible teaches me how to do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Before I go to talking about you, in all the trouble you might be going through, I'm going to leave what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to preach to you first. Hang on. Hold on. messing my life again. They've gone too far. The world's out of hand. The church is on the decline. I'll not have that. I want Sheen on the decline. Thank God, we got a home in heaven. I ain't going down, I'm going up. There is no question, don't you listen. There is no question about what you're looking at right here. It's got something inside of it. That is going home. I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. It may be cancer. I don't know what it may be. I'll tell you something. I hope that if I do have to die with something like that, I hope y'all can walk around. If you care anything about coming, out of my bedside, I didn't hear me saying my dying breath. But I'm a dying believer. I may be about to leave. But I'm dying believing. I think God's going to do. Some near impossible odds. Sin is all around us. Let me tell you something. I'm just going to say it like it is this morning. Did you know the devil usually is not? As a preacher, the devil has not provided me with some of my greatest obstacles down here. And I don't want you to think bad of me for saying this, but it's the truth. It's one thing to contend with the devil. But you know, as a preacher, one of the things that has been so hard for me down through the years, to continue preaching the gospel and preaching the truth. One of the things that's made it so hard is my brethren. Is my y'all. Y'all don't get hurt at me for saying that. But I cannot tell you how many times that I've had to deal with the devil. You had to deal with a nosy, a disobedient brother. I don't have a natural brother. So now you know what I'm talking about. But I've had it thrown up in my face time and time. Why, Robbie? Do you stand for this or stand for that? Nobody else is doing that. They have no problem. With a little drink every now and then. They have no problem. With having a little girlfriend on the side. Or subscribing on their internet. For some fun to look at. They don't have a problem in their preacher. I'll tell you, that's been one of my greatest challenges, Randy. I don't know about you. But it has been. Folks are supposed to be something that they're not. And they throw it up to me. It's like dodging. Aaron, sometimes. They just shooting them in the one night after another. Preacher, you too hard. You should have been born back in the 40s. Or 30s, no? I used to have been the same thing. Myself, I thought, boy, I got a lot of old stuff in me. I should have been born way back. Them anger would have been good coming out together. Them old thoughts and them old ways. Them God have come along. He'll say, no, that's why I got you where you at. So when they start all that junk, and you get up, tell them, and God is still wrong to see it. And you ain't gonna get by with it. And God is watching. Our vengeance is here. And He will repay.
I didn't know that was coming. I ain't gonna take you back. This morning, I remember a day. Some of you young folks, y'all need to hear this. You know, you don't see things like this happen no more. Years ago, I was in revival. I had three or four in a row. I was running hard as I could. I would try to get in from work, get ready, and get to church. I put it up my guard. Already it started growing up. I served it up in the mountains and lit it down. I got to go to the meeting and preach. One day I come in. I wasn't sold nowhere. I'm telling you, that garden was flat out. It was weeded. Y'all know how old forgets when that leaves get real big. All them big old leaves was trimmed back. I stood there looking at that garden. I know that I didn't do it. I know what I was going to battle every day in order to find the devil. I'm trying to figure out what I was going to preach that night. I had a good deacon and one of the lay members. From unbelief, he drove all the way down to Low Pine Lodge. But I wasn't there plowing that thing fertilized. I trimmed that okra bag. Thank God, that's the kind of help I'm talking about. I ain't telling you to go. I'll plow somebody's garden. I'm telling you, quit talking about it. Thank God it started. Yes, sir. I quit saying they ain't never going to make it.
Come on.
One old deacon told me one time. He said, Robbie, got something I want to say to you. He said, one of these days, when you get down as low as you can get, where you feel like you can't go no further now. He said, I want you to remember something. I'm under you. I'll be there. I'll be under you. I tell you, it's good to have good folks under you.
Yeah. Honey, you're struggling this morning. I'd like to sit down. Yeah. I'll ride up under you. Yeah. I encourage you. Yeah. I nudge you. Yeah. I keep on going. Yeah. How are we going to make it? Yeah. Oh, God, I forgot who we are. He knows how where we are. How's the Lord ever put it on your heart? How in the middle of the day when there ain't nobody around? How did you get somebody on your heart? How did you just shoot them one of them little short messages? How to say, I don't know where you are and I don't know what you're going through. But I want you to know I care. That's what I read to you right there. I get under them, help them. I met a man one night. I had a church. A preacher friend of mine. I don't know if I was in revival that night or not. But that man walked up to me and he said, Robbie, I said, I want you to know that I have asked God to give me part of your burden. I ain't never forgot that man. I was saying that to me, Randy. I may have, and I've heard him preach a lot, but I've never I forgot what he said that night. He said, I've asked God to give me part of your burden. I wish I could go on. I'm not able. I don't want you to leave here today with any doubt that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. It seems like the society we live in today, all folks want to do instead of encouraging one another, people just want to argue. They just want to go on and on and on and on. Strife in among the brethren, sisters, in among the churches. Just want to argue. One thinks he knows more than the other one does. Just back and forth and back and forth arguing about it. All the while we're arguing about it, the devil's come in and got both of your kids' hands and headed out the door with them while you argue. I believe scriptures teach us in one place to strengthen the things that remain. Strengthen the things that remain. Some of us know struggles that each other has gone through, is going through, or may be on the verge of going through. And I'll be honest with you, just tell the truth, something that we all want to say, but a lot of times we hold it back. Some people don't want to do nothing but talk. They don't want to pray. Amen. They just want to talk. Amen. They don't want to encourage. They just want to sow discord. I heard a preacher say one time, it was in an ordination service. And he was charging the church. And he was being pretty direct about discipline in the church. And he said something I've never forgot, and I thought it was very well put. And this man believed in discipline in the church. I know it. I knew it. But he said it like this. He charged me. He said, I want to charge the church that you exhaust every means possible. Every absolute means possible to win one back into fellowship with the church before you ever withdraw from it. I thought that was very well good. I mean, I know the church has to do some things. It has to act eventually. And I'm going to be this honest with you. If you're out living in the world today, your church member out here around you, if you're out there in the world and you claim membership in this church and you know that what you're doing is wrong and everybody else knows what you're doing is wrong, I believe I'm backing up out of this book and I don't believe you'll run me off for saying you owe the church an apology.
Amen.
You do. Your lifestyle is an approach on church. I don't care if you're homosexual or what you are. Go to the church and acknowledge me. God didn't say you to live in such a way as that. His word don't teach in such a way as that. But in the meantime, before you start throwing stones, because your child ain't in that situation, in the meantime, before you unload on them, how about we pray for them? How about we try our best, Lord, for the love? If love don't give them anything, they don't give them anything. Now you can threaten them, you can drag them. You know, I ever had a 19-year-old? Yeah. We got one. All in all, he's a pretty good boy. But these days, when I consider what tools do I have to make happen what I want to happen, I have to consider, am I going to use those tools?
Amen.
He's big enough now where this tool don't do much. So you have to consider the others. My first consideration is this. I'm going to tell you this because I've seen it work. I honestly believe that you can love somebody no matter what kind of condition that they're in, no matter how much of a hateful, ill, disobedient spirit they've got, if you'll love them the right way, they will not be able to stand in your presence and take it for very long.
Amen.
I tried that too, by the way, and it works. I've been in that thing, and I know what it is. It's my fault. But when you pop off, the kindness comes back to you. Popping off like it's easy. Then you pop off again, and you can feel that love right there. From them, and they're not getting on you because they want to be mean. They're getting on you because they love you. It's harder for them, Robert. And it gets to a point where they stop coming around because the love is so rich, and the Spirit of God is so condemning. Because of their lifestyle.
Come on.
You let that light. The Bible said we need to let our light so shine before men. That they might see good works in us and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That is the word of God.
Amen.
That's the word.
Yeah.
You want somebody to be embarrassed because of what they're doing? Get closer to God. Live closer. Don't be ashamed when your load gets too heavy to bow out there in the barn, to bow out there in the woods, to bow in the bathroom. When your load gets that heavy, don't be so ashamed that you're afraid that they'll hear you call their name in prayer. That might be what they need. It might be. So, Fisher, you're abandoning justice. No, I'm not. But I'm going to preach grace, mercy, and love.
Bless
the Lord. Because I believe we ought to try that before we try anything else.
Is that true?
I believe. You might say, Brother Robbie, how can you resort to giving up on discipline? I'm not giving up on it. I know what's right and what's wrong. I choose first to give place under wrath. I choose first to say, Lord, they're in your hands. That's a hard thing to do, too. It's hard to put your children, grandchildren, in the Lord's hands sometimes. It is. And I'll tell you something. If you're out of the will of God, the one thing you probably don't want to happen right now is for whoever it is that's praying for you to turn you over to God.
That's right.
Because when they do, you better look out.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter how much influence you got. Today's society is all about influence. Is that right? Go look at your news. Go to the news for these influencers. Influencers. That's millions of dollars influencers are. You can influence about anything here. You make $1 million. I don't care if you got a million influencers. Ain't none of them going to get you out of here. I don't care if you got a million influencers. Ain't none of them going to give you peace when you lay down on your pillow at night. And I'll say this. I'm just going to lay it right out on the line because the word backs it up. If you claim to be a child of God today, yet you are occupying in sin without remorse,
without any feeling whatsoever of condemnation, according to the Word. And y'all may fall out with me. I'm going to tell you, according to the Word, you are none of His.
Amen.
That's what the Word said. That ain't Randy Jackson. That ain't me. That's the Word.
Amen.
You know, I get worried. We all get worried when we see somebody going astray. But as long as I can feel like the condemnation's on,
yeah,
I don't let it just come and take me down.
No.
I don't. As long as I can see that there's some condemnation on me, I feel confident. I know the Lord.
Yes.
I mean, me and Him's got a relationship. I know that sooner or later He's going to pull back on that thing. I've been there, girl. I've been going my own way. I even thought one time I could keep my foot just enough in the world and have some fun, but I could leave singing on Sunday too. I could do both of them. And I kept on that for a little while. But I was playing, y'all know the story. I didn't know y'all plenty of times. I was playing with them, but when it came time to go to drinking, I went home.
Yeah.
But in a few days, God,
God
sort of pulled back on that thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Says, you're around.
Yeah.
You're around the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to pull back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start teaching Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to back off now.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled on that. I hope he's pulling on yours.
Yeah.
I hope he's pulling on yours. If he's not pulling on yours, you better really go to prayer.
Amen.
What worries me more than anything is when they have a confession, but they don't have the works to prove it. They don't have the proof to show for it, and they do not seem like it bothers them to be where they're at.
That's it.
Then you need to start working.
Yeah.
Amen.
You need to start really, really working. What the Lord laid on my heart, when I went down there to water them cows, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do.
That's
until I do. Get up under your brother. You pray for your sister.
Yeah.
What the scripture said, pray you one for another. One place it said, bear your own burdens. Another said, bear you one another's burden.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the Lord wants us to do, brother.
Bless it.
I don't think He wants us to turn from one another.
No.
I don't think He wants as much as the devil will tempt you to do so. I don't think He wants you to judge one another. I think He wants us to love one another. And sometimes, let me give you a little piece of advice based on the book of Job. If you plan on helping and supporting somebody, don't go down to their house and call them on the phone with all of the answers that they need lined out that you're going to tell them all about. First of all, you ain't even their sheep.
That's true.
You don't know where they're at.
That's true.
You say it all you want to, and if they're equal or you're not in their sheep. After they got done telling Job everything that was wrong with Job, he said, y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of miserable
conflict.
You don't think Job had already considered all that stuff they was telling him? Ever been up?
Yes.
Some people say, I'd like to be like Job because he never did question the Lord. That's not true.
Amen.
He even wondered why he was even born.
Yeah.
He questioned why he even came forth into this world. Yes, he questioned.
Sure.
I've seen this happen before. The Lord's even laid it on my heart to do before. When I had somebody that was real close to me that was going through a really hard time, the Lord's laid it on my heart. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. Y'all know what I'm saying. The Lord has laid it on my heart just to hold them. Don't say nothing. Just hold them. He's laid it on my heart a time or two, to go to where they were at.
Yeah.
Just sit there.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Mm.
Just sit there.
Yeah.
said, go to where they are.
Yes,
go to where they are. You don't have to say nothing when you get there. They just need to see you come.
Amen.
Go and just sit. And so that's what I did. And when they decided to start talking, I let them talk. But knowing I wouldn't where they were at, I didn't try to talk. I didn't try to say nothing. I just sat there. I knew if there's going to be any rescue or nothing, it wasn't going to be me doing it. It's going to be the Lord that was going to do it. When? Y'all tell me, when are we going to choose to do things the way God said we ought to do it?
That's it.
We all got the answers for everything. When are we going to let God's word and give it back to Him and go do our part and let God work out the rest?
Amen.
Put it in His hands today.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, you might say, Brother Robbie, do you honestly believe that God can do something with the situation that we're facing today? Absolutely.
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you something else I figured out if this or I was something. I have figured this out. I figured out that as great as some of my trials have been down this journey of life, I may have more great ones than you, but as great as some of them have been in my life, once I got to the other side of them and I looked back to where I came from, now, I know Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, looking forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the mark. I'm going that way.
Yeah.
As the psalm says, I'm going that way.
Yeah.
But I ain't forgot what he brought me out of.
Yeah.
I can't forget what the Lord did for me. And when I look back down the road and I see what he brought me through, I promise you, it don't look near as bad when you get down the as it looked when you were back there. It don't look near as bad. Right now, it looks almost unachievable. I ain't much for big words, but I believe I got that figured out. It almost looks like there ain't no way. But it can happen. God's people's been in that situation before. The Bible said we are not of them that draw back. I love Brother Randy. I know he and I will never see eye to eye on every little detail in the scriptures, and that's all right with me. I know it's all right with him.
Yeah.
I love him, and I don't believe that he's going to draw back from preaching the truth. Even if it feels like the train is running off of the tracks, if it ever got to that point, I believe he pulled the wheel just as hard as he could to try to pull it back on the tracks. I do.
Amen.
I honestly believe he'd give her everything he had, even if the whole church turned and said, we're done, and we're going another way. I know he'd pull as hard as he could to pull it back on the tracks. We're not of them that draw back.
Amen.
If I was going to draw back, Brother Jeff, I'd done it a long time ago. I'd wait for her one night. I'd wait for her one night, and I'm in business for God, and God's here. I'm in business for him. If I ever pray through, I know I pray through when I got saved, but if I ever pray through, I pray through that night, and I determined in my heart, from here forward, there's no looking back. Regardless of the circumstances, there will be no looking back. I only have one goal in mind, and if I get there, and I'm all broken up, and I'm tattered, and I'm bleeding, and I'm cut all to pieces, when I get there, there is one goal in mind, and I am going to be. I am going to get there one day or another. I don't want to look like when I get there. I'm going to thank God I'll get there.
Amen.
That's the only way out there for you. God can go right now. Right now. Even if they're not in church. Y'all might not believe this. I believe it. God can go right now. He done it one time. They dared to begin to pray, and he went down there to a jailhouse, opened the door, and said, no! Thank God he came out today. You got children way out there in sin and won't even come back to the church house.
That's it.
I'm telling you, it's very easy for God to take the automobile they're driving right now, slide right over into the ditch, and come to them and say, don't you think it's time to go back to church? He can do that kind of stuff. Easily he can do that. But right now, he's patiently awaiting. He's a cop. Come unto me. Time after time, in the last 2 days of this week, the scripture would come to me. Let us not be weary in well doing, for we shall reap a new season if we faint not.
Yeah.
That was just verse after verse after verse kept coming to me. That was encouraging me. Keep going, keep preaching. And keep preaching. I know it don't seem like a lot of us listening. Go on, preach anyway.
That's right.
Preach anyway. Some of it's going to be encouragement to them. Some of it's going to be a testimony against them. Some of it's going to be salvation to them if they're lost. Some of it's going to be condemnation to them. If they're out of the will of God, just go on preaching anyway. It'll have its effect. Don't give up. In the meantime, encourage one another to hold on. Strong spiritual encouragement ain't going to hurt none of us. It ain't going to hurt none of us. I don't mean to be too forward, but if you're a lazy Christian this morning, I'm going to tell you something. God ain't going to come pamper pet you. If you want God to do something, get up and get to praying about it. Ask you to. Don't stay with me till you pray and party. I'll encourage you, but if you ain't going to pray yourself, we ain't going to get no word. Pray. Pray without ceasing. You'll do that. God ain't going to let you down. People look at us as preachers sometimes. They think you're supposed to solve all their problems. I got much of my own. I can't even solve them. I don't know how in the world I'm going to fix yours. I can't do it. I'll tell you what we can do. You can pray for me and pray for you. If you can get a hold a little bit, to share it with us, share it with me. And if you can't, just keep praying. Let's let God take over. God's going to do what he said that he's going to do. You can rest assured he's going to do it. I've stood by him. This come to my heart this week. We're going to sing. Y'all come to the songs. Whoever's going to sing. I thought about this week. There's been only a few times, but there's been a few times. And I don't know if y'all have ever been here before. I'm not getting so personal as to call names or anything like that. But down through the years, especially in the last few years, there's been a time to, it breaks my heart. It broke my heart then. It breaks my heart even to think about today, Brother Ed, when I have had to stand aside by stood there and I watched the judgment of God play out. Me knowing all the time that it could have been different. Me knowing all the time the path and life that they took could have had another outcome.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a stranger. I'm talking about somebody that you love.
Yeah.
You believe somebody can shorten their days?
Amen.
I'm not only believing, I'm saying it.
Amen.
I've stood there holding the hand, knowing that it couldn't be different. Knowing that their life could have been happy. It could have been full of joy. But the path they chose was a forbidden path. And so despite everything that I knew and everything God would have done and everything I tried to do, there comes a time when medicine won't work no more. There comes a time when alternative methods are not good enough. There comes a time it don't matter what the doctor's name or how many things he's got posted on his wall.
Amen.
He ain't gonna get out of this.
But
you have to stand up. And you have to give way to the judgment of God. It hurts. While today, you have an opportunity to change things. If I were you, I'd be up and on the move to make your peace with God. I don't know anybody's heart here today, but I know if I know anything that God gives me. And that's not patting me on the back. I mean, I didn't ask for it. I mean, it was just a few hours after I knew it was coming this way that the Lord spoke. And I know in my heart that somebody needed to hear it. God is going to do this later.
Amen.
He's going to do this. For you. For you. I'm not getting any business.
Yes, sir.
Some of us make promises to God. God's kept his end of the bargain. Yeah. Promises. God don't take promises lightly, folks.
Yeah.
It ain't like you make it to somebody else. You make one to God. The Bible says it's better to not even make a vow than make one and break.